Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we've continued on in a message that I started this week on 100-fold discipleship. And yesterday we looked at a rather striking comment, a quotation that is recorded in the 14th chapter of Luke, verse 33. These are the words of Jesus. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That's a very stern statement, and we have to understand God's heart and Jesus's heart as to why he said it. And people would shrink from this verse of scripture more than any other verse. Yet Jesus said what he meant and meant what he said. God does not want us impoverished. He wants us blessed. He wants us to prosper spiritually, physically, financially, that we can be his body, his hands, his feet, his mouth in the earth to be able to help those who are in need, whether it's natural, physical things or whether it's spiritual help and counsel and prayer. He wants us to be able to give that which, because we're not our own, we're his. We are his servants, we are his friends, and the way people operate in heaven, I understand from those who have gone on, is there's great joy in being servants one to another. It's a joyous thing. There is great delight in being able to bless others. Why? Because that's the heart of God. He loves to bless us, but it's important as we grow up in God to understand spiritual principles. Just like a natural child is only concerned at various stages of its growth in early life about their own needs. You know, that's my toy, mine. Or as they grow, they begin and are taught to be considerate of the needs of others, of even simple things like courtesy, saying thank you. It is expressing gratefulness for whatever blessing was bestowed or whatever gift or whatever act it was. And so we begin, even in the natural, parents teach their children, good parents teach their children to be thankful and grateful. And so someone who is willing to forsake all, as Jesus said, is one, obviously, who is willing to release into the Lord's hands that which you have. What does that mean? What does that look like? Well, it means your time and your energies. Let's just look at a spiritually aspect, that you're willing to pray for others, not only in their absence, but with them, if they so desire, that you are willing to offer a word of encouragement. You know, I just got a letter the other day, and a woman commented, and it was such a small thing, but back in 2008, I sent a sympathy card, which is a very small thing to do, but it's genuine. When I send cards, it's because I care, and that occasion was the loss of her mother. She said she still has that card. And I responded, I said, well, when people are going through crises in their lives, the death of a loved one or of physical health issues they're going through, surgeries, things, or marriage or the birth of a child, those are very, very important milestones in a person's life, milestones if it's like graduation from high school or college, things like that are very important when they happen to us. And so when another person can reflect the love of God, the understanding, the reaching out to, you know, rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep, it's an expression of the heart of God. And so we must be willing to give our time, our energies in practical ways. You know, if someone is a single mom and she's just worn out, to be able to watch the children, or an elderly person, to be able to, you know, go to the store for them, get them things that they need. There's so many ways, I guess you'd want to label, you could say servant evangelism, doing something for someone without any looking compensation back, being expressing the heart of our Father to give just as He gives. He is a giving God. So I'm talking about time and energies, gifts and talents. All that we have in the way of those things are given to us by God. So as we have freely received, let us freely give. And of course, another obvious area are material possessions, or finances, things that are not necessary for life's necessities, so that the gospel may be preached. Now, we're getting on very sensitive areas and turbulent waters, because Brother Glass used to say, don't touch anybody's pocketbook. People are very protective of their finances. You know, that's why I think God gave tithing, the principle of tithing, so that it started under the Old Testament. There's not specific tithing mentioned in the New Testament, but there is the, you know, he owns everything. He has all that we have belong to him. So it is a much larger, enhanced understanding of what it means to give. And it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. You can't outgive God. And so I just like to share a quote that one man of God said, "The man who forsakes all does not become a shiftless loafer. He works hard to provide for the current necessities of his family and himself, but since his heart's desire is to advance the cause of Christ, he invests everything above current needs in the work of the Lord and leaves the future with God. In seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he believes that he will never lack food and clothing." End quote. And so, beloved, the child of God who sold out to Jesus a hundredfold can't bear the thought of holding on to those surplus funds that are not needed that week or month or year, when the work of Christ is in danger and souls are perishing because the devil is fighting to prevent them from receiving the gospel. Beloved, we are in warfare. It takes money, I don't have to tell you that, to be able to preach the gospel. Those ministries that are going into foreign lands and providing for their needs, we need to identify with them and realize that God ministers. First of all, He wants to minister spiritually. The most important thing is one's salvation. Because you could experience privation and poverty, destitution, all manner of things in this life. The most important thing is salvation. Remember the story of Lazarus, the beggar at the rich man's gate? He was in Abraham's bosom. He didn't have a very happy life in his human life, but he was with, he was in the presence of God's saints and with the Lord. And so we have to understand, beloved, that what we have, he's not asking us to become penniless. He's not asking us to, we have to be obedient to God, to what he speaks to us. And I'm not going to lecture you on in terms of what we should do financially, but let God speak to your heart. Now, I just want to share something that I haven't shared with UCM Partners, and this is just my heart. Years and years ago, as God blessed and provided for the needs of this ministry, and you know, other ministries, my goodness, if they're on television or radio, is this ministry, or just carrying on, not just, but carrying on a local church, there's electricity, there's obviously expenses that just are, you can relate to in your own life. You've got to have things for groceries and housing and those kinds of things. So that's, you know, that should be obvious. But in order to extend the love of Christ, we need to be able to have those ministries, those missionaries who are able to go not only into foreign fields, but right here in this nation, to be able to go into the inner cities, go wherever there are rural areas, wherever there is a need. And There's nothing more beautiful than demonstrating the love of Christ than in financial ways. And so years ago, I decided I was going to, I haven't even shared this with partners, but I'm doing this because the love of God constrains me. That's what started it. I wanted to give. And so over the years, at this place right now, and I'm not satisfied, 25% of all the income that comes in goes to missions, ministries that I've known, that I'm familiar with, have worked with, or very, very clearly identified with their message. Beloved, the needs are so great. There are so many poor, even in Europe. I mean, one of our outreaches is to the widows and orphans and those who are extraordinarily poverty-stricken, families of 10 or 12 in tiny little homes, one-room homes that are falling apart. Beloved, my heart just breaks when you see the pictures of how others are living and who need the gospel or who are serving the Lord and are able to have provision supplied. And you know, it's not just a matter of giving to financially. You know, you can give a fish to a man, but the real secret is to give them the means of how to fish and they can begin to provide. And ministries that are doing that, this is my heart. And beloved, that should be our heart. Why? This ministry, as I've shared earlier this week, is focused on building up the body of Christ, making through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, you who God has destined and called you to be. But He hasn't called me to stand on a street corner or minister to the homeless. One of the partners, they do that. I said, what a wonderful ministry. But because I can't do those sorts of things, or because that's not God's focus, not that I wouldn't be willing, but I want to give to those who are doing such things. And so, beloved, I hope I'm stirring your heart. You know, and God provides. When I talk about being on the mailing list, I do not ask for finances in the letters. And God has sovereignly, amazingly provided, because that is not the focus. And not that I'm putting down ministries that do ask for funds. You know, that's, everyone has to obey God. But beloved, I want to stir your heart that you can manifest the love of Christ through giving of not only finances, material things, but of your time, your energies, all that you have, so that you can really be a hundredfold disciple of Christ. My time's well gone. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best be forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,